welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 69. And Matt's not here to make some witty comment. But the new previews just came out, so we always like to give it what Jason laughs at when I say a cold read. But, you know, just our first impressions of everything that's in here. Now, the stuff was online a little while ago. That's what brought one guest back, because he was so intrigued to talk about it. So it's always fun just to turn the page and see something, you know, that you weren't expecting. And so you can get, you know, it's just fun to sit around and talk. So if you have the new previews, go ahead and crack it open. We'll start with the Marvel section. If you don't, I'm sure there's somewhere online you can find it. Or I know, like, Comic Book Resources and Newsarama always put them out. So that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. And joining me tonight are...
Chuck.
Donnie.
Dave.
Dan.
Megan.
And that's our crew tonight. So... Dan has lots to say about Marvel. You know, they're my favorite, so. No. But, I didn't even realize. Up on the front top right corner, it says Marvel Now.
So
it's louder. Yeah. Somebody did ask me that. They said, do you have to scream it when you say it? Is that the point? And maybe we do. So it's Marvel Now.
No, it's Marvel Now.
Fair enough. Thank you, Megan.
And next month it'll be Marvel Later.
No, that'll be 6 months from now when we start getting the new ones. Right. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. So, opening first page, looking at the ads. Cable and X-Force. That is not the Dr. Nemesis I remember. So, granted, I haven't read any of the Dr. Nemesis books for a while, but that looks very different. But we'll get to the teams and stuff. So, all the big fancy ad pages. Which always makes me laugh, because you think they'd put more than just the covers here, because this is their own previews, but... Okay, Thunderbolts, with a new Thunderbolts team.
Still like that cover.
Yes, no, that is a good cover. So now it's the all-red event, Thunderbolts, with Red Hulk, Elektra, Venom, who now is red, Punisher with a red skull, and Deadpool. One little interesting side note is Greg Rucka was never told of this, and quit... the Punisher book because of this, because Punisher was included in this without them telling him. So I thought that was a little interesting. Maybe not what they were going for, but sure. But, yeah, just... it's kind of changing up Thunderbolts, where it used to be the bad guys kind of trying to redeem themselves. And granted, none of these guys are good guys. But I don't know. Like it says, you know, forget the courts, forget the jails. Well, I'm like, I don't know that these guys are really being hunted to be arrested at any point.
Well, I have the idea, and not knowing anything about the series, but I was noticing that if we assume Red Hulk's going to be the leader of this team, that all but Elektra are military people.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes a certain amount of sense. Marvel has been trying to force the Punisher onto a team for so long, or they've tried many times, never really clicked. But there, it would be a reason here if Thunderbolt Ross, you know, outranks him. Maybe he sees something in that leadership role.
And one thing I noticed, and I'll point this out, I'm sure, on many of the books, probably the Avengers the most, but variant covers have been a real big thing. I did a blog post. I know Rich Johnson on Bleeding Cool has done stuff about it. But just pay attention to all the variant covers there are. Just because, like, this one, there's four variant covers here for Thunderbolts 1 and 2. Then we get into Avengers, the new Avengers number 1, which looks like it's going to be a really big team. Because so far we can see, and this is only two-thirds of the triptych cover, but we have Captain America and Hulk and Wolverine and Ms. Marvel, and it looks like Cannonball and some guy I don't know. Excuse yourself when you do that. Falcon, Thor, Black Widow. I'm assuming that's Sunspot, not the Human Torch. And then we have a hand of somebody. So it looks like it's going to be quite a big Avengers team.
Is that Iron Man's hand?
Could be. Oh, yeah, it could be the new black and gold Iron Man.
Steelers outfit.
Yeah.
Cannonball, too.
Yeah, Cannonball, but I don't know who this is down on the ground.
Oh.
I don't know who that is.
Isn't that Quicksilver's husband?
Could be, but why would he be on the Avengers? I like the art. It's Hickman doing it with Jerome Opeña, who I really liked on Uncanny X-Force. And the pencils here look great. I just don't know, it was such a distinctive style on X-Force that I thought it really worked. I don't know if it'll work for a big hero book, but maybe it will. We will find out.
Do we know if this is, I mean, I presume it's going to be some sort of rotating art team, because Pena can barely do a monthly.
Right, and this is bi-weekly. Yeah.
I hope they get a good artist and just sort of maintain that consistency. That's what I tend to appreciate.
Yeah, I do think that's important to keep the artist, which concerns me with everything so much double shipping.
Right.
But I guess they're committed to regaining that market share. So, and again, how do we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different variant covers here. That's a great Thor. I'll give him credit for that.
Yeah, I was just thinking about how good that Thor looks.
Okay, Cable and X-Force. Again, I don't recognize Dr. Nemesis. And then it's funny because they have some preview pages, and it looks like just an old Nick Fury. I'm assuming it's Cable, but Cable with an eye patch just looking exactly like Nick Fury.
I had the same thought.
So that was a little confusing. But so we have Cable and X-Force, again, shipping 1 and 2 the first month. And it's Domino and Forge and Dr. Nemesis and Colossus, along with Cable. With 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 variant covers.
I already see a typo.
Really?
Where it says, the X-Force is the run. So it looks like it should say X-Force is on the
run. No, they are the run.
Yes. Okay.
It's a new team name, the run.
There we go. Avengers Arena, that I don't know what they're going for here. Like, the first one is Battle Royal? Which is great, if I'd ever heard of that. I mean, I've heard of it just from people talking about it. Whatever.
Royal.
I'm not interested in that.
And then the second cover is Lord of the Flies. So, yeah, it's basically Avengers Academy on a battle island or something with Dennis Hopeless.
So, only
three variant covers on this one.
So here's the thought on this. Excited that the Avengers Academy kids are going to, be around, excited that the Runaways are going to be around, not excited that they're building an entire series around who will die next.
Especially fight or die, kids. Only one will walk out alive.
I think we've seen enough Hunger Games throughout this year.
Sorry, I've read the Hunger Games, so I'll read this.
Okay, A plus X number 3, no variant covers.
Yet.
Wow. Yet, right. And then Uncanny Avengers, with a variant cover. We'll see where this goes. I mean, I'm hoping Cassidy stays on, but I don't know how long he'll be on there. So that's the Remender Avengers. And then all new X-Men 3 and 4. The flagship X-Book marches on. The original 5 X-Men are back, but that's not all that's happening. What happened to the Phoenix 5? I thought they all lost their powers.
This is another bi-weekly title, I presume?
Yes.
I didn't realize they were still doing that.
Yeah, most of these, when you look, are one. Now, here's just Fantastic Four number 2. Which is funny, because that's Bagley, and that's a guy who can do bi-weekly.
I guess what they wanted, one X-Book and one Avengers book. Now, what would be great is if they ship them on alternating weeks.
That would be novel, but we know how that's going to work. We'll get all the Avengers book every other week and all the X-Books every other week. Or all the same week. Or the first 2 weeks of the month and nothing the next 2 weeks.
Exactly.
FF number 2, Deadpool against the Dead Nixons.
Now, Colin, I know you're a Mike Allred fan.
I am a big Mike Allred fan.
Are you looking forward to this series?
Well, I mean, we'll see. I'm just not a big Fantastic Four fan, and then this FF is very confusing.
I don't think you have to be a Fantastic Four fan because I don't know if they're going to be in it.
Right. Well, they're shown on the cover of this one.
This is the guy that did the Walking Dead.
Getting typecast.
Yeah. We have zombies. Get called Tony Moore. Captain America 2. Now, I did post this picture on my Facebook page only because I thought it was really bad. For Captain America, just...
And
it's not so much the art style. My problem was the kid's head is so big And I, it was funny because we went somewhere and I was actually looking at some little kids and their heads aren't that big. You know, just going, because this kid, you know, if you measure the head, the body is like three heads high.
I think his hair is just
Why were you looking
No, just looking. No.
Can I study your child for a minute?
No.
Stand right there.
Yeah, no, I was just looking to compare the size of the head to the size of the body because this is up. But my other favorite is if you look at his neck in the costume, the center of the star you would assume is the center of the neck. So... It's just, yeah. You know, the head is off. It's just, everything's off with that picture.
Cap's head looks kind of small. Maybe the head's
Yeah, right.
Well, and I think I asked you, too, why...
And is that Thor?
Why is Captain America having a crossover with Hit Girl?
Yes, exactly. That's a very cool X-Men Legacy cover. I don't know what it means, but that's pretty darn cool.
They're doing some crazy stuff with the covers for that series.
Who's Mike Del Mundo?
Mm-mm.
It'll make me read it.
Right. With a variant cover by TBA, same with Captain America. I love that guy. He's one of my favorite artists. But Dan and I were talking about this earlier, or was it? No, it wasn't with, I don't think it was with you, but it was, I think John might have been here, and we were talking about variant covers, and he wanted, you know, when you see the variant cover, does that make you want to order more? I'm like, we don't see them until they show up. And, right. Like, here's a perfect example. Marvel doesn't even know who's doing the cover.
Right.
So, basing my order on it is... not really possible.
Now, what I wish they would maybe make posters of some of these variant covers or something that, because just having the cover...
Getting ahead of yourself on the posters now.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay, yeah, touche. But I'm going to, you're just going to put the...
I love that, that's cool.
You're just going to put the comic in a box. You're not going to get to see that awesome variant cover, right?
Just in case we don't get to it, this is just funny because I jumped to the posters just for fun, and we have Marvel Now January TBA now poster and Marvel Now January TBA 2 poster. I'm ordering big on those.
I do like
second
those.
To last page, but I just yeah.
Now they do show you those before your cutoff, right?
Normally, sometimes, not always.
Well, I might actually get this one.
You like the TBA 2? I know I like the TBA 2 as well.
But which one?
The Thunderbolts?
No. Do you like this one better or this one?
I like two. The one on the right. Okay. Iron Man 3 and 4. Again, a couple. I think I know somebody's going to want that Diodato variant, but it'll depend on what hoops I have to jump through to get it. The hoops on getting the variants have gotten even more complicated, too. So. Indestructible Hulk. Another Diodato variant.
I want this to be so good. I hope it is.
I hope. I mean, I have faith in Wade... So we'll see. Thor 2 and... two. Wait a minute. That's odd. Okay, Thor God of Thunder 3 with the variant cover number 2 shown.
Awfully veiny.
Maybe that's a type of...
Very veiny. Yeah, that could be variant... That could be number 3. Yeah, he is veiny. Well, that, you know... You know what they say about Thor. If he is veiny. And Journey into Mystery is continuing at this point. Still with the Sif story. Avengers Assemble. Interesting cover.
The Hulk kind of looks like that Chuck E. Cheese character. Purple guy. What's his name? Mr. Munch.
Mr. Munch.
That's what he looks like.
I don't know why I know that. But
that's what he looks like.
I remember when Greg Land used to not trace everything.
Yeah, so what? Because every girl has the same face and every guy has the same face? Although Iron Man, I'll give him credit on Iron Man. Although it's funny because that Iron Man costume is different than the one he's drawing because he's doing Iron Man. Right. So it's a different, even a different cover than...
I do like, somebody already found in some of the preview pages that he is taking frames from the Iron Man movies.
Okay.
And tracing them into the comic.
It's easier that way. Then Red She-Hulk, I don't know how that's going to sell. I really don't.
Order low.
Yeah, because, I mean, even Red Hulk has been plummeting, so. Not that She-Hulk can't carry her own book, but she can with the right writer, and I don't know if Jeff Parker's the guy. Secret Avengers still going, but I wonder for how long, because that's a Remender book. I wonder if they're just finishing that up. Because he's doing what? He's doing Cap. One of the Avengers books.
Avengers.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. So.
Yeah. I sort of thought, yeah, that was going to displace that. And maybe they're finishing the story. The story's been going for his entire run.
Yeah.
With the exception of the crossover he was forced into AVX.
Which was kind of funny because it just kind of started right up again right after that, and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I don't remember what happened in the last four issues ago. 2 issues of Hawkeye. Dark Avengers with the new Thunderbolts, which is kind of funny. Interesting. So I wonder how long that one's going to keep going. An Amazing Spider-Man. And this was the one where Dan came in. He's like, now what's going on here? Because we have Spider-Man 699. Then we have 699.1, which, as we all know, is a jumping on point. Right before Spider-Man 700, which is the final issue. Right, so you have a jumping on point right before the last issue. And then the best part is that the epilogue to the finale is in Avenging Spider-Man 15.1. It's like, they're just, what? Because there's no way I'm going to order the same number of Avenging Spider-Man 15.1 that I am of Amazing Spider-Man 700. If that's going to be the epilogue. And also you have a situation where I think somebody was asking me about the Ramos wraparound variant on Spider-Man 700. And for that, we have to order...
One? Is that this one?
No, there's Next a different page. One. That's it. Nice. We have to order 200% of what we ordered of Spider-Man 691. So for me, it's probably around 40, so that means I'd have to order over 80 copies of the regular cover of 700 just to be able to order the Ramos variant. And at that point, I can order as many as I want. Well, that's great, but if I'm already ordering 80, and I'm sure this is... it's an $8 book. So, you know what? Sorry. That's where, when I did the blog post. I'm done with chasing the variants at this point.
Right. And that also pointing out the price was another one of my points. Amazing Spider-Man is the only $4 book I buy on a monthly, and actually bi-weekly basis, because I just love what Dan Slott's doing with the book. But that's asking a lot of somebody on a very tight budget, as I am, to spend 4, 3, 8, 9, 10, a lot of money.
Yeah. Is that math too hard for you?
Yeah,
104
it is.
Pages. There'll be 104 pages worth of story.
Well, there'll be some,
back story.
Yeah, some reprints. I mean, that's a great... I love that. That cover is fantastic.
Yeah, it's neat.
$18.
Yeah, $18. Thanks. Thank you, Dan. And, like, the Marcos Martin variant is very cool with every person who's ever worked on the book.
Yeah, that cover's awesome.
But let's see what I have to do to get that.
Did you order enough of number 698, like Slott said to?
Well, you know what the funniest part was? When he said that, our orders weren't due yet. So he said it. I hadn't ordered any. I don't know if that wasn't enough, but since I hadn't even put in my numbers yet. Let's see, for the Marcos Martin, I only have to order 175% of 691 to be ordered the Martin variant. So it's like, that's my one of my problems with Marvel, is it's not, order X amount, it's going to skew the numbers. So it's going to show this selling great. Well, not necessarily. People are ordering, having to order big numbers to hit these variants, and especially on an $8 book, there's no way.
Now, once you hit the 80 books or whatever you needed, you can then get all the variants for the various levels you have to hit going up to that. Because I think you said 175 and then 200.
Right. So, So I could order any of those, yes.
And then...
But so let's say I ordered 10 of each. Now I have 100 copies of the book that I know at best I'm going to sell maybe 50 of. Right. And in an $8 book... That's a lot of money tied up. You can't throw that in the dollar box. Sell it for half price at four.
You know what I might buy would be a monthly book that collects all of the variant covers. I might buy that.
Here's the fun, but that doesn't help them because they're just trying to bump their numbers. That's the reason for doing it.
Right. I mean, you sell it a year later.
So. Yeah. Venom. Venom has been I think you guys dropped it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been... I looked, and after whatever the last week was, it came out, I'd sold one copy of Venom the day that it came out. I'm like, wow, have the mighty
fallen.
I'll
pick it up once Minimum Carnage starts, hopefully.
Did you get Minimum Carnage today?
I'll get it for next week.
Okay.
I only have a couple books next week. I don't have nothing to read.
Can we diverge here and ask why?
No.
What's wrong with Venom? Is it the writing? Because I know they changed
I stopped buying it after Remender.
Yeah. I just didn't like where the story was going.
Oh, no, Matt's a big fan of Cullen Bunn, so.
I want to Once again, Matt's not here.
Oh, but he's not here. He's too busy.
I didn't care much for the villains that he was up against either.
Yeah.
Was it that fly, human fly or something?
And then what? He was up against, what was in the one that's coming? It was
Crime Master.
But the guy with the big afro, I forget it.
I didn't mind that, but it just started getting weird.
But now we have another .1 Scarlet Spider .1. Now we get to the Ultimate books. Man, I don't know what to tell them on the Ultimate books. They made a big splash and everything, but they're just, even with this big Captain America being elected, I think I sold two more to one guy who wanted it, and that's all. I still have it on the shelf. And we got another .1. Yay. Iron Patriot wants you.
So, I know you were concerned because they announced that big plot twist.
Right, and
after
then...
After your cutoff.
Right, and they were already sold out. Well, not even after the cutoff. They announced it the day before it shipped.
Right.
But then they didn't have any available. That's what I found funny. Was that they already had a second print in the system for us to order.
You're saying it wasn't an issue.
No, it wasn't an issue for me. Now, Punisher Warzone, the end of Rucka's Punisher, or at least this is going to be the last thing he's doing.
I'm sort of surprised, now that we know why Rucka is leaving Punisher, that his last book would be a tie-in with the Avengers, book.
Oh, this isn't even Chichetto.
This is the guy I was telling
Carmen you. Where's Joe when you need him with these Italian
names? He did one book, and I remember it was an Iron Man annual, I couldn't even look at it. And I'm very upset because I was looking forward to this tying up Rucka's run. And they announced in the last issue of Punisher that came out last week that I think Chichetto's having some sort of family issues or something.
Okay.
They said, best of luck to him or good luck or something. And that was the reason he couldn't do it.
Oh, okay.
But not looking as forward to this now.
Yeah. Now, Captain Marvel, and it's kind of funny for me to see a Captain Marvel 8 because I think 4 just came out, so we're starting to get so far ahead because of the double shipping. It's kind of funny. But I'm glad they finally put Dexter Soy on the cover, only because it was such a shock between... I only looked at the first couple, but even the one that just came out had a McGinnis cover, which is far more light and cartoony style, and Dexter Soy definitely is not. So it's nice finally the cover is going to match the insides. And guest starring Monica Rambeau. All right. I've been missing her. Marvel's Iron Man 2 adaptation. Still don't quite get this. It seems a little bit late to me.
It's only 2 years behind, right?
Uh-oh. And here's another typo for you. The finale issue of Captain America and Black Widow. I'd say it either should be the finale or the final issue. But so this one, finally, they've decided to end. Oh, with Francesco Francavilla art.
Yeah.
Going out on a good end. Space Knights, which is sold like gangbusters today. No, it hasn't. People have looked at it and said, I remember this when it first came out. It's like, yeah.
There has to be a reason they're putting that out now. Are they going to be involved?
Space Knights? I bet they'll be. They will. So then we got Daredevil. And Daredevil End of Days. That sure looks like Brian Michael Bendis on the cover.
Yeah.
But that's very interesting.
Has anybody been reading that?
It just came out today. Number one just came out today, so I didn't get a chance to read it yet. But I want to. Hopefully they have more. I think I'm down to 2. Marvel Universe versus the Avengers. People have been clamoring for this one. And Castle. So there must be a lot of people reading this or watching the show. I've never watched it, so I don't know anything about it. Yeah, I've seen the ads for it. I know it has the guy from Fireflies in it.
You mean so when people come in and say, "Hey, do you have that Walking Dead book?" They don't also say, "Oh, and I also watch Castle."
No, they don't. They don't. Sadly, a lot of House, but yeah, I can't help them with that. New Monsters Inc. Good, adapting the hit movie. Well, how about some new stuff with these guys?
There's a new one coming out, isn't there?
Behind. Oh, yeah.
But then give me some stuff for the new one. Okay, Wolverine the X-Men apparently still going. That was a question people have been asking. Is it ending or not? I don't know. Age of Apocalypse.
How's that doing?
It's not doing too bad. I thought it was doing worse originally. Or not originally, but when... I forget what I was going to say about it. before I was thinking about it, and then I realized that actually I do have more, sell more of that than I thought I did. I think it's the Extreme X-Men that I'm down to almost ordering a single copy, which is kind of bad. But, and Uncanny X-Force final issue, boo.
That'll be it for me.
Yeah.
Way to ruin a good thing.
Yeah.
You're not going to jump to Cable and X-Force?
No.
And then there's another.
I'll try the other one.
The other one? You like that? Because you're a big fan of Puck and Spiral?
Well, yeah, that kind of sucks. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Astonishing X-Men.
I'll just reread all 35 issues.
Okay. Wolverine final issue. There we go. I hadn't seen that.
In a couple of months.
Yeah, so it went from 1 through 16, then jumped up to 300, and now we're ending.
Well, did you see the teaser today?
Yeah, that's Cho.
Frank Cho.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was Kazar.
No, no, I think it's Cho. Yeah.
But it's Wolverine.
So, let's see. Okay, first X-Men finally ending. I haven't read any of that. Why do Wolverine and Sabretooth hate each other? Find out here. Okay. Haven't they told us that before?
This is going to be a different reason.
Different ways, yeah.
Okay, X-Factor, we're getting two issues. That's okay, because that's not playing with any numbers. That's just a good book. Gambit, big drop-off between one and two in sales.
I guess Demon Knights is losing their artist.
Oh, yeah.
Too bad.
We'll find out when we get there. Extreme X-Men, point one. Oh, God. That if there was something we did not need.
Yeah, people will be jumping on.
Yeah. Well, it's a book led by Dazzler. So it tells you kind of all you need to know. It what?
It does say to jump on here.
Yes. I enjoyed the first two, but yeah, it's just not doing well. What, Daredevil crossing over into X-Men? What? And who is Seth Peck? I don't remember that name. Okay. Wolverine Max. Good jock cover. I don't know what that book's going to be about. And I still have a question. I guess I'll voice this here. On all the Max stuff, it says there's a strict no overprint policy on all Max titles. And I need to ask somebody why. Because that I find that very frustrating with Fury Max, that started off very slow, so I cut my orders because number one didn't sell more than two or three the first couple months. So I dropped my orders for two down, and it still didn't sell well. And then by the time I hit four, it had a big upswing, and I sold out of four, and I can't get any more. It's like, well, great. So now I have one, two, three, five, six. Who does that help?
Do they normally do? I didn't realize.
All Max stuff they do, yeah. No, I don't know why.
The other books, I didn't realize they like had a stockpile.
Oh, they don't. They don't, no. Most you can't, but it's just, I find it interesting that they actually state that they don't overprint Max books, and I just wonder why. Because they don't do second prints on them, so.
It's a marketing ploy to make you order more.
But it's Fury Max. How do you order Fury Max? Especially when I ordered big on the first one and it didn't sell, I'm not going to order big on number four.
That's the only reason I think you say, you specifically say no overprint, so that.
Yeah. I think DC has it right, just in the sense that I can order more when I sell out. Every week I've been getting more zeros because I keep selling out.
I'm interested that there's an upswing on a book. You don't hear that.
You don't? Well, no, but just all of a sudden I sell out, and it's like, well, you know, it not by a lot, one or two copies, but when I'm only ordering one for the shelf.
Right.
So, Powers, yeah, I'll believe it when it comes out. Okay, now we get to the Powers reprint book. Kick-Ass 2, Prelude.
Where's Captain America?
Gotta love that. Where's Captain America? Oh, yeah.
Purple hair, big-headed girl.
Secret Service. I guess that one's still going. I can't keep up. Another Mini-Mate. Oh, the Mini-Mate sets went up. $19.99 for a four-pack. But it's got Blade, so I'll give him points there. Doctor Strange like doesn't fit that. Werewolf by Night, Blade, Morbius.
You got to put somebody recognizable in this.
Yeah.
I mean, to the.
That Minimates was in last month's book. Okay. Avengers Assemble by Bendis, 1 through 8, $35. Seems like an awful lot. With a movie cover. Why does it have the movie cover? What does the movie have to do with this? Oh, sorry. Again, yeah, Captain America by Brubaker hardcover, $25 for five issues.
I was reading something online about them. They were raising their prices.
Yeah. I've really stopped ordering the hardcovers because it just doesn't make sense. Because, you know, they don't sell that well, and the prices are just going up so much. Dark Tower. Now, those Dark Tower I will, because the Dark Tower sells. Here we got Remender, Secret Avengers by Remender, paperback. Defenders, oh, I can't believe it's ending. So, another one that's not selling well at all. Okay, nothing too exciting here in the paperbacks. Oh, minimum cartage trade. Okay. Yeah, just looking for something that's interesting in the trades, but most of it is just... okay, Wolverine not dead yet. New printing, Ellis. Captain America, Land of the Free. I don't know what that is. A whole bunch of people wrote it, though.
Yeah.
And drew it. Generation X Classic. Well, when I think of Generation X, I think of Classic, yes. And Nova Classic. Wow, that's reprinting 13 old issues for $30. I think they're just trying to tie in on the movie.
There's a Nova movie?
No, but he might be in that Guardians. They have a lot based on this Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah, here's a Guardian of the Galaxy trade. $40 Guardian of the Galaxy trade.
But check out what the subtitle is so that they can tie it into the movie.
What, Tomorrow's Avengers?
Tomorrow's Avengers.
Okay, yeah, and then the posters with two blank posters. Love it! Well, I don't think we bashed them too bad.
Okay.
Okay. That wasn't too bad. Okay, we'll jump into the big book now. And we can really skip a lot of the ads. We'll get to the masks. Donnie's interested about the masks.
What?
I am.
These are mostly just ads, so we'll get to the books. Just one, this Godzilla figure, SH Monster Arts. It's just funny, they have this action figure. I think that picture is actually bigger than the product. So I had somebody order them, and they came in really small. So, Comic Fest, I know I'm supposed to do something I got to look into. See, I ordered all the books. I'll have all the books available.
Well, that's all that matters.
But, yeah, I haven't looked into, you know, what I'm doing and plan my party and all that. Because we'll do something on the Saturday before Halloween, because I still want to do Halloween at home with the kids. I know, crazy. Sorry. Okay.
We should do a costume contest.
We'll do one here, like on Saturday.
I'd win.
Awfully confident.
You gotta, yeah, I was going to say, you got to show up.
I will show up, and I will win said contest.
Employees are not eligible.
Yeah, oh, good one.
No, that's right. Oh.
Good one, I like it. Okay, where is this? We're getting there. Holy cow. Okay, page 32. Holy cow.
Wow.
Hellboy's back. Yay, because they killed him. And now he's in hell. But it's kind of fitting because that's where Hellboy you'd think he would be. So death was only the beginning. Hellboy, you know, for all the hype and talk it gets, it does not sell well. I sell probably like 3 copies. So I just bought a big run of them in the trades, and I'm going to take them home and read them. Maybe I can start hyping that to you guys and make
people
you buy it.
Realize it's around. Like, I knew they were doing BPRD,
mm-hmm.
and that was sort of like a series of miniseries.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't know there's been Hellboy books.
Yeah, well, there hasn't been for a while since they killed him, but it's mostly been done in miniseries, which is an interesting way to do it, just it's easy to jump on.
Yeah.
But it loses its sense of permanence in that, you know, it's been going on for a long time.
Yeah. And that's why I think they are going to start numbering the BPRD series.
Yeah, I heard that, yeah. Or even just double numbering them, even. But new horror series by Lance Henriksen.
Huh.
He's an actor.
Who is he in?
Millennium, Aliens, Near Dark.
I didn't read it.
Okay. No, he was the, in Aliens, he was the guy who turned out to be the robot.
Oh, Millennium was good, too.
Spoilers.
No, 20 years, I'm safe.
I saw it. I didn't know who it was. When I watched Alien at that time, I didn't care who was in the movie. I just wanted to see the aliens.
Just look, Buffy still sells well. Buffy, Buffy, Willow, Spike, Angel, lots of spinoffs.
Loving the Angel and Faithful. Just
throw that out there. Ooh. We had that Curse of Dracula recently, I thought. A new deluxe hardcover by Colin. Jerks. Avatar, last the Promise Library Edition hardcover.
I'm getting it because okay. I just named my dog Zuko, and there he is on the cover.
One person at the table understood that.
Zuko is the guy with the scar, and my dog's face is half black. So, we'll move on.
Sure. Wow, Matt's going to be excited. He's missing this Black Beetle Night Shift Zero, written and drawn by Francesco Francavilla. That's pretty cool.
So what's this Ripped? Is this the movie?
Yeah, Rest in Peace Department. I think it's a movie with, there we go. Ryan Reynolds and Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, they filmed that pretty close to here. I think really? Chicago or somewhere on the East
Coast. Oh, that's real close to here.
Yeah, that's real close to here.
Chicago or the East Coast.
I can walk there.
Sorry, I knew it was in L.A. because I knew people who worked on it.
Is it necessary to put Ryan Reynolds in everything?
Yes. Oh, Ghost, that's kind of cool. I like the on the Ghost cover by Noto, the little jack-o'-lantern thing with her face in the shadow. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, Noto's covers.
Oh, he's good. He's good.
Phenomenal.
I mean, I've been loving his X-Force. Massive's been good. Let's see. Nothing else super jumping out at me here. Star Wars always sells. One of two. Yikes. Gives me no chance to figure out how to order that one.
Well, it's got Darth Vader on the cover.
Right, I know. Vader. It's it won't be hard. More Milo Manara. Yeah. The Art of BioShock Infinite hardcover.
Ooh. My interest has peaked again.
Okay. House of Fun. More Evan Dorkin. Yay. Oh, it's a one-shot. Okay. Is that new?
Apparently he doesn't.
Apparently not.
If you want it, I'll be happy to order it. As I am with anything in the catalog. If there's something you want...
If it ever comes out on like
you
a game that's been pushed back for like 2 years.
Ooh, a mini replica of the Game of Thrones throne. That was tempting, but it was $300, which is a little too much. That's where the wife looks at me and goes, really? Okay, on to DC. Or I have to mock them too.
Well, can I just say about DC, though, when I look at the previews, I actually don't really look at DC's previews. I sort of know what I'm getting from DC.
Yeah.
Already, like it's not going to influence my decision what the solicit says. I'm going to be getting the same DC titles
right.
I'm getting now, like until they start a new one that I might be interested in. And that might be the bad part of sure. New 52 brought me in, I wasn't reading any DC titles. Now I'm reading, I don't know, half a dozen, and I will be reading those half dozen regardless of what the solicit says.
Sure.
So.
Sure, yeah, for the case with most of it, I mean, like, a lot of the Marvel that we were looking at is new,
right.
But a lot of this, and that's how it used to be, the DC solicits never excited me. But a lot of these, now I do like looking at the covers, like that Darwin Cook Minutemen cover is great, and yeah. Just, I was looking at the Before Watchmen Comedian, and the only thing in the solicit says, well, things got out of hand. That tells you that's going to be good, especially with the cover with two corpses.
Yeah.
And then I understand what you're saying. Oh, sorry. Just got an update on my phone that Obama and Romney are in the building. Because we needed an update from CNN for that. Thank you so much, CNN.
They showed up?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And this good. Yeah, Before Watchmen Moloch, number two, which is kind of funny because a lot of stores aren't going to get this because it was never in previews. And
it stopped when they were ahead.
No, I don't have a problem doing this because he's been in so many of the books that I wouldn't mind a little two-parter just explaining
it's
him.
It's like, hey, okay, this was successful. Now let's squeeze a little bit more.
Yeah.
It's a little two-issue one.
Didn't it replace... I thought they did it to replace...
Well, it's to buy a little time because the Night Owl is going to be behind since Kubert passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Now, what do you mean that number one wasn't in previews?
It wasn't. It wasn't in previews.
How did you order it?
I actually haven't ordered it yet, but it's just, it was something, they have a thing called Previews Plus, which is just an email weekly, and that's where it was, but a lot of stores who don't pay attention to that are going to miss
it. Especially for a number one issue.
Yeah, I mean. But I think it was one of those, we need to have something to fill the schedule because of Night Owl. Hmm. That's my guess is why they're doing that.
So Night Owl didn't ship then?
It did.
So
number three shipped. Yeah, Cooper. Yeah, Cooper did. Cooper did half of it, okay. And Sienkiewicz did the other half, which was really good. But I'm a big Sienkiewicz fan. Justice League, Throne of Atlantis. I didn't know that, so looks like we're getting into more Aquaman stuff. So it's okay, part one in Justice League, part two in Aquaman.
The Aquaman team is doing Justice League now?
Maybe just for this book, I wonder. Oh, no, yeah, that's right. Ivan Rice has moved over.
Another crossover. They're going to have this going on at the same time as Death in the Family.
Well, it's just between these two books, though, it looks like.
I think Death in the Family is going to be...
I don't know if it's so much a crossover, it's just affecting a lot of books.
Just the same way Court of Owls was. Yeah. You don't need to read.
Yeah, where this one, yeah, you yeah. probably do, because I'm seeing part one and part two. Yeah. So this one, I will have to tweak my Aquaman numbers.
Throne of Atlantis variant cover. 1 in 25.
Yeah, they've been doing 1 in 25s on, I think, all the Aquamans and all the Justice Leagues. In Wonder Woman, it's getting one. Yeah, introduced Orion, who was in, 12, showed up at the end of number 12. That was good.
It's a great cover.
Yeah. Although her
eyes.
Eyes. That.
Yep.
Her left eye is like... Oh, it's a reflection. Yeah. It's a reflection in his helmet. Okay. Yep, I'll give him that. No problem. Because I'm looking at that, I'm like, it's distorted, but I guess it's supposed to be. Yeah, Flash, I don't think, the Solicit's not going to affect any number. Savage Hawkman, still plotted by Liefeld, but scripted by Nicieza. And no more Liefeld covers. Yeah, I might be able to actually sell this one.
Does Nicieza just exist to pick up after Liefeld, didn't he?
Could be. Earth 2 still trucking along. World's Finest still trucking along.
Now,
although I'm confused by that cover.
World's Finest?
Yeah.
Damien.
That's not Damien.
It is Damien.
Is it? It
has to
okay,
be.
It doesn't. That haircut just looks like a girl's haircut. Sorry.
I don't know how many girls you've been around recently.
Well, no, but that's not.
Yeah, the kind of girls I know with that haircut.
Okay, fine.
Hey, I used to have that haircut.
Hey, now. Okay, serious? Whatever.
I mean, good for you.
World's Finest, number one, was an impulse.
I used to have hair.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Uh-huh.
And then it just spun its wheels for the next four
issues. I agree. And I haven't read Zero yet.
Zero was really good.
Okay.
I'm having a hard time going back to it.
Okay. Yeah, Superman titles all tying in with this Hell on Earth. But that's the Superman books. Talon, I like Talon Zero. Batman Inc. I still like that a lot.
Isn't he leaving that too?
Yes. Yeah.
How long is that one going to?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, now we start with Death of the Family. So Batman, Detective... that's a great Dark Knight cover. Batman and the Scarecrow playing chess. Now, that I guess that's not a Death of the Family tie-in.
That one's
okay. Not. But now this Batman and Robin cover is fantastic.
That is great.
It's the Joker smile, just black. The smile on a black background. Damien versus the Joker.
And it's the bat symbol.
Right, the bat symbol, in the Joker's smile, but that's definitely the Joker's smile.
Yeah.
Very cool. Batgirl. Batwoman is not a tie-in.
I think that might be good.
Who's she getting married to?
Well, he's going to try to marry Batgirl.
Oh.
It's the first time you've seen her since he shot
Since
her.
Shooting her, yeah.
Okay, and it looks like the rest aren't tying in. So Batwing, Birds of Prey, and Catwoman aren't tying in. Nightwing is. That makes sense. Red Hood and the Outlaws is.
I thought Catwoman was.
I think
the one was, but it not. I don't think not tying in, but
not
I mean a tie in, but not a
that one
a part.
Issue,
yeah.
Okay.
Green Lantern 15. I'm looking forward to reading 13 that came out today, which is starting the rise of the Third Army.
That's cool. Too.
Green Lantern. I'll do in the Third Army stuff through all the books. Phantom Stranger. Sword of Sorcery. I kind of like Sword of Sorcery. Justice League Dark. I haven't read the Zero yet on that. Oh, Frankenstein's joining Justice League Dark. Interesting.
That's awesome, because Jeff Lemire's Frankenstein was just an incredible book. I haven't read any of the issues with the current writer since...
Oh, it's Matt Kent. It should be good.
Okay. Well, since... Yeah. But with Lemire jumping to Justice League Dark and then him bringing in Frankenstein, that's just that's amazing. Got to point out that Trevor McCarthy cover. That guy needs to be doing...
Yeah, more.
Regular.
New story arc starts there. Good. Dial H. Dan and I had a nice discussion about the Dial H Zero, and that was really fun, just talking. The basic idea in the Zero was that as he turns into a different hero, it's basically stealing that hero from its world. And in Zero, when the person used the dial and stole that hero, lots of bad stuff happened in that hero's world because that hero wasn't there to save it. It was very, very cool.
Yeah, and that's a unique origin, as far as I know, from the H dial. I'd only read the previous Hero series, but they kind of gave the dial its own origin. It was an alien, artifact. But to say that the dial now has been in existence through centuries in different formats.
Right, but it even,
was very interesting.
Yeah, that was a pretty neat series.
Really enjoying that and looking forward to it.
Okay, now we're getting to Animal Man and Swamp Thing Rot World, which started today. I thought they were both really good. So if you like them, give them a read. And Frankenstein, which is doing the Secrets of the Dead, which is pretty neat, I think a really neat idea.
I really want to read Rot World, but I don't read Animal Man or Swamp Thing.
I don't think
it's to jump into.
Well, you don't have to, because like the Swamp Thing is dealing with the green against the Rot World. Animal Man is the red, so you don't have to read all of them. Demon Knights, Bernard Chang is now taking over. If that's his cover, it looks kind of similar.
Yeah, I think he's done some fill-ins with them.
Okay, Vampire. Oh, well, that's weird. Just it says art and cover by Andrea Sorrentino, but it's clearly a Gillum March cover.
Oh yeah.
Being that it has his signature. So sorry, not trying to be. I've been enjoying iVampire, so. Well, we've got Team 7. We'll see where that's going. It looks like they're doing some Eclipso stuff, because I'm seeing this Black Diamond Probability. And I know the Catwoman, I think, had that on her cover as well. So that's going through, All-Star Western. Interesting.
Well, that's like the fourth major storyline we've been seeing, because there's Rise of the Third Army, Death of the Family, that Aquaman one. Didn't take him long
to
start their crossovers.
Well, tying storylines together, yeah.
No, I don't have a problem with that. Rotworld is another.
Yeah. Deathstroke now by Justin Jordan. That's good. Grifter, Frank Thierry. So the Leafield books that he left. Suicide Squad's tying into Death of the Family. Not surprising. Stormwatch. I don't know. I didn't like the Zero on Stormwatch. I did not like it. It was a little thin. Teen Titans crossing over. Makes sense in Death of the Family with Robin. Although Robin was never a Robin. I don't know. Not getting into that. Ravagers is selling really well, so people seem to be liking it. The Legion books, Blue Beetle, they're still there. That's about it. Not too longer. Now, Arrow number one. By the way, next week is Arrow Day, October 10th, and it's also...
What is that?
What? Arrow page 119.
All that show.
Yes. So I guess these were digital adventures. They're finally printing. So. Mike Grell art. That's cool. I like that. I love Mike Grell's run. Human Bomb. It looks like Gray and Palmiotti are just... They can't let go of that Uncle Sam and the Freedom Fighters. Because they're doing the Phantom Lady right now. Here's the Human Bomb. Who's one of those guys? And then Dan was excited about the JSA Liberty Files.
This is one of those legitimate surprises. I hadn't heard that they were working on this. It's sort of a blast from the past. The first two, this is actually the third story arc in the Liberty Files series, were just, think, two issues a piece, like 48 pagers. And this is going to be a full six-issue series. Really looking forward to it. Love Tony Harris.
The Ami Kami Girls, I think the first one is next week, so we'll get an idea of what that's even all about. I'm not quite sure. And third issue of Joe Kubert Presents. A little odd coming out now after he passed, but...
Still cranking him out.
That guy, he is so good. Legends of the Dark Knight 3, number one came out today, and I thought it was fantastic. And the next one, number two, I think has a Temple Smith story. This one's Steve Niles and Trevor Hairsine. So hopefully it's good. But yeah, that first one I thought was excellent. And then we're getting into, so now the new hardcovers for the Batman hardcover, which number one, man, selling like crazy. It looks like this is collecting all the Night of the Owls books. So if you've been holding off, you can get them all here.
Interesting, because I think last
month... Tough luck to all the people that already bought the half.
Right, I think last month they had some of the individual titles,
Right, it's probably going to be in both books. Right. Like, if, the Nightwing book will have them as well as this. Like Batgirl, this is 7 through 13, but the Batgirl 9 tied into Night of the Owl, so...
Yeah.
They're getting paid twice, those guys. But Blue Beetle...
Okay. I thought that was... From start to finish.
No, it's just all the tie-ins, all the number nines mostly. Animal Man Volume 2, which will sell well, and now we're getting the paperbacks of some of the ones that were only hardcover, like Justice League and Batwoman. Mm. So that's good. Green Lantern, Wonder Woman, those were hardcovers. Batman Incorporated was a hardcover. Batman Deathblow. Well, that's kind of neat though, Azzarello and Lee Bermejo.
Yep.
So. I don't know much about Deathblow, but that's a good team. Okay, putting back out Hard Time. Damn, it just must have been out of print for a while. JLA and paperback. Absolute Batman and Robin. That was good. Sorry.
Is that just the... I think that's just the Morrison issues.
Oh, Death of Superman, back in a new edition.
That's what we mean.
Yeah. It's funny because not almost every, but a lot of collections that I buy have that little $5 paperback that I put in the half off rack. I'm like, for $2.50. Yeah.
Probably for the movie next year.
Yeah. Okay, let's see what else we got. Got the kids stuff. He-Man 5. Lot 3. I actually have high hopes for that. Steve Niles and Glenn Fabry. Django Unchained, new movie by Quentin Tarantino. Know nothing about this.
Trailer looked awesome.
Okay.
Is that the one that was supposed to be like a sequel to Machete?
No. These are different. It's all different. No, nothing to do with that.
Wow. No, that was Rodriguez, wasn't it? That wasn't Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, Fables Volume 18. Wow. Getting going. And Punk Rock Jesus 6.
Yes.
That book is so good. So good.
Yeah, that'll get a trade buy.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll sell a lot. Yeah, it's just been really, really good.
Oh, this is the last Sweet Tooth.
Yeah, I knew that was ending.
Yeah. I just figured it was because I remember the cover of number one was sort of like this.
Yeah.
Was younger.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a good book.
And so, let's see. Different Harley Quinn, bringing back the Miller... Batman Dark Returns 4-pack. I just hate that Batman in that 4-pack. Just, I get what they're going for, but pass. A Joker bust. What?
I just saw it.
Yeah, it's just yeah.
That's what you look for. It's like, oh,
Jesus. I am so freaking old. I am not doing this anymore.
Okay. Let's keep going a little bit, just I just want to hit IDW because this is probably going to be fresh. Nobody's looked at the IDW solicits, so there might be something here to jump out at all of us. Star Trek's been selling really well. People really like the Star Trek stuff. So let's see. New Doctor Who just started today. Crows started off gangbusters and really went down. Now, this is interesting because it's got James O'Barr doing everything on this one. So, because I know that was one thing people didn't like, was that he wasn't actually drawing it. So that's cool that he's doing that. My Little Pony, very excited about this. I've already gotten a lot of people lot of people wanting this. I'm going to actually have to up my order a little.
Hey, I'm supposed to ask you about My Little Pony tattoos, according to...
Sure.
Do you see mine?
I think I do. Way too personal.
So I'm going to lure it back. It's just Apple, whatever her name is.
Oh, good. You just get a tattoo something you don't know what.
Not surprised. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles still doing well. G.I. Joe is doing well. Transformers not doing well. Kiss. True Blood has started to spiral downward. Mars Attacks still doing well. Joe Palooka. How do you order Joe Palooka number one?
It's UFC?
No, I don't think it's UFC, no. Oh, yeah, the top UFC are on board. You're right.
The first
has MMA and UFC fans buzzing. Wow. Well, if you're interested, let me know, because I need to hear some buzz on this one.
Well, do you see a lot of people coming in here with tap-out shirts?
Aren't they buzzing? Not really.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hey, now. This is interesting. The Hollows, Chris Ryle and Sam Keith. I don't think we've had a Sam Keith book in quite a while. So that's cool. Ask your retailer about the unique hand-sketched variant covers. Okay, I'm intrigued on this one. What do I have to do to get the hand? Or you want the... Here, let's see. I'll answer your question about the... No, it's okay. I'm already here. Let's see. In order to get you your brony... My Little Popeye tattoos.
My Little Pony.
I would buy that.
I have to order 25 copies in order to receive a bundle of tattoos.
That's not that bad. I would buy.
Donnie wants a copy.
One.
I could give it to Madeline.
Wow. I only need to order 100 copies of The Hollows number one to receive one Sam Keith hand drawn sketch cover free. Okay, what else we got here? Transfusion, more Lock and Key. People are liking that. Oh, a new printing of the Dave Stevens Rocketeer Edition. Cool. That makes me happy because I missed out on that one because I didn't order it because they are not cheap. And that's one I missed. So actually, I will be ordering that. Let me know if you want one.
Please inquire.
I'm looking.
That always scares me off.
Actually, that's not too bad. It's going to be like 115, I think. Yeah, I don't know why. Well, they do that because they're selling it to me at a net cost rather than my regular discount. That way they don't have to play with that. But then what I love is they put it up on their website at what they're selling it to me. It's like, thanks, guys. Yeah, you guys rock. Okay. That's it for IDW. We'll save Image till next time because Image has been rocking things and... Yeah, just looking real quick, a new Brian Wood book. I don't know who most of these people are. Which is always fun, because I'll get an email from... Oh, a new Legend... Oh, here. Well, new Luther Strode book. Nice cover on Artifacts 25. Holy cow. I don't know if you guys tried Happy. I thought Happy 1 was good. And this cover of number 4 is like, what?
I did not understand that. I mean, I didn't expect
it. You don't understand it. That was great.
I didn't expect to go into it understanding it.
But. No, but just basically something happens and all of a sudden he wakes up and there's a little blue flying horse talking to him.
That was good. I like that.
What was with the roach? Why was the guy in the roach suit? And the girl dressed up like an angel.
I think that was just like a fetish for that guy. Yeah, I think.
I was really confused because I thought that like there was a like he was exploding, but then I realized he was wearing a costume.
Shot. Yeah, and then he got shot from the side.
It was just it was a little. I had to look at it like 4 or 5 times to realize what was going on. Sorry.
But I thought that was really good.
Yeah, I liked that a lot. Still have no idea what happened, but.
Well, I'm dying to get home to watch the debate, so we'll wrap it up here and come back
the
next time.
Right here.
What?
Let's have our own.
Yes.
So who wants to be Obama and who wants to be Romney?
I heard about a drinking game this morning. I thought that was pretty funny.
What was it? You have to
no,
share.
It was just every time Romney and they had a list of 10 different things. If he said you had to drink and same thing with Obama, it was very funny.
I did watch the Dark Knight Returns movie.
Okay. What's your review?
It was pretty good. It faithfully followed the graphic novel, I thought. I mean, of course, you know, not everything was from the book, but there was a cool preview for part two of it at the end of it, which was pretty awesome.
Where did they end the first one? Was it like a cliffhanger?
I think it was after the death of, or you stopped the mutants, wasn't that it?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Well, like we
the book came out in what, 84? Come on, man.
Well, not, there's no point in me reading
I can't
it
be, you're right, there you go. There was a mutant and it was stopped.
What a cash grab, though, because I'm just going to wait until part two comes out.
You know, I was at Toys R Us getting some stuff for my son's birthday, and I saw it and I thought about it, and I looked at it, it was $17. I'm like, that's only part one. So that's going to be $35 and watch them jack up
that's
the price on part two.
That's what they do with everything now. It's just, oh, we'll make this.
Yeah.
And
then they'll come out with part one and two, you know, a package. Right. So I just kind of went, eh, I'll wait.
You can probably get it to exchange
Netflix.
For like $13.
Yeah. Or I was thinking, then, wait for Netflix.
That too.
I'm not that urgent to see it. Okay. Well, we'll talk at you next. Thanks, Dan. Thanks for coming back.
Hey, Dan.
Okay. You'll be here next week, right?
Next month,
okay. we'll await our monthly visit from Dan.
I'll try to. Yeah, I'll come for all the previews.
Okay,
that's
fair enough.
Finger.
First week of the month, or maybe
Ooh,
last week
Dan,
of the month.
Will Dan come back?
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Ooh.
They're
gonna have to tune in and see as we go through all the introductions. Oh, Dan's not there. Click. Yeah. Great.
Hey, I have a follow.
Okay, fair
the
enough.
Crafting name or stalker.
See you next week.
Faster than a bullet, leaping buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry, all I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America, when a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's near to ya. Clobbering it till in the coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The Infinity Watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains steady scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this.
Because
that's how we do it in the 616. My movie court shades and my colored rings. Laser scope rifles ain't concerned with the mother thing. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard. And from the Hellfire Society studio with Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drift's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time.
Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains steady scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this.
Because
that's how we do it in the 616.
Drop the beat out. I'm gonna go Pietro on these cats. Right? Yeah. Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will babble these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm stealing the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest. You're rocking a mess like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Don't nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun, I'm Hank with his son. I'm Love when I skip lunch eating rappers, man, so thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap, I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes, keeping these anonymous commenters honest, making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try, that's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now